I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, the very last verse, chapter 4, verses 23 in the New Living Translation, and it says this: May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just thank you for that word grace. It's such a beautiful word. It's so amazing as we sing in the hymn. It is this thing that we don't deserve, this unmerited favor. And it's connected to the hesed, and I don't say that right because I know it's supposed to be like hesed of the Old Testament, this long-lasting covenantal love that we don't deserve, but you flourish upon us. You give to us in great abundance. And Lord, I just pray for grace over my listeners today, grace for those struggling with infertility. Lord, that cannot be an easy situation to long for a child and not be able to conceive. I pray you would open wombs, Lord, but I also pray you would open rooms in our hearts for you in the midst of our grief. I pray grace over the person who is grieving the loss of a friendship that's gone sour. I pray for grace over the person who has lost their spouse to death. And they are alone, and they had many years of memories, and they smell their clothing, and it's just so hard. I pray for grace. I pray for grace over those in school who are struggling and frustrated and trying so hard to study and work and do all the things, but there's so much stress. I pray for grace in the person in a dead-end job who just can't seem to see the end of it and is so discouraged. I pray for grace for the single mom or the single parent who's struggling financially. And I pray you would supply their needs, Lord Jesus. I pray for grace for those who are hurting in their bodies, who have chronic pain and cannot see outside the realm of health. They've just been struggling with a lack of health for so long. I pray grace upon them. I pray they would grow into beautiful, strong prayer warriors. I pray grace for the worriers, for those who are worrying today about everything and little things and big things. And Lord, often it's the little things that trip us up. So I pray grace over the little things that we worry about. I pray for grace over broken marriages where there's been affairs and there needs to be reconciliation and forgiveness, or perhaps the marriage is over and there's a divorce looming. Lord, I pray for grace. I pray for grace for those who have walked through divorce, who are trying to rebuild their lives. I pray you would give them the ability to forgive and move on and let go of bitterness. I pray for grace for the child today who is suffering at the hands of their parents. The parents are hurting them, and I pray for grace. I pray for rescue. I pray other adults in their lives would rescue them. I pray you'd put heroes in their lives. I pray for grace for the sexual abuse victim who thinks that they're the only one with their story and that no one will listen or no one will believe. I just pray grace, and I pray you would send some heroes their way so that they could let out their story and begin to heal. I pray for grace for those who are incarcerated, who are now spending a lot of time thinking about the crimes they've committed. And I pray that you would just send believers into their lives so that they could experience your grace. I pray for grace over the wrongly imprisoned, who are struggling like Joseph in prison over something they didn't do. I pray that you would use them as lights and beacons of light in the midst of the dark places. I pray for grace for the missionaries who cannot say what they're doing publicly for fear of the authorities. I pray grace and provision for their ministry. I pray for supernatural protection. I pray for grace for those who have family relationships that are strained or estranged. Lord, would you begin to bring reconciliation? And if there cannot be, and if there is a predatory problem in the midst of that family dynamic, I pray grace over the person who has the guts to walk away and become whole. I pray grace over the person who has been battling PTSD because of something very traumatic that's happened. I pray that you would empower them today to know that they're not always going to be in this situation, always reacting, always triggered. I pray grace over them right now. And I pray grace over over single folks who are longing to be married. And I pray that you would give them contentment right now. And if it be your will, to help them to see you in this journey. And would you please bring them a spouse if that's something that is in your plan for them. Grace, grace, grace. I just pray it over everyone listening today. Grace, grace, grace. And I'll end this prayer with what Paul says. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life gets out of control and you're lacking grace or you need grace, unburden yourself through prayer because God is listening. I have a quick request. If you are an Apple user, I would love to have you share your story with others around the world. And so go to iTunes and put in the little search box, Pray Every Day. And if you could rate the podcast, 5 stars equals the best, and write a 1-2 sentence testimonial about its effect on your life, it'll help others find Pray Every Day and find the same kind of encouragement. Now, if you're not an Apple person, that's cool too. You can go to Stitcher.com, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, and query Pray Every Day, and you can put a review there, which would really greatly help the listeners. By the way, tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and it's also Easter. And I have a special surprise because we're starting a new book, and you'll find out what that is tomorrow. So happy Easter and pre-Easter. And thank you so much. Sorry about that little blip there. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day.